Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Today FM News, more at 3.
Well done, Andrew. Yeah. Well done, you did it.
You held it together.
You knocked it out of the park, Andrew. Mm.
Despite a couple of efforts otherwise.
Where's that other bum? That other chump? Where's he gone?
Oh, Ben. Oh, he's on his way down to Kilkenny.
Oh, this is the radio. Mm. That's why there's no one in the office today.
Exactly, yeah.
It's
like lockdown out there, yeah.
It's like lockdown. It's tumbleweeds and crickets and dust devils.
Yeah.
It's very quiet. I like it that way.
I do. I don't like any of my work colleagues. It's great. So there's genuinely, there's no one here. Even Pamela Joyce was gone by the time I got in. She was out the door.
Fake tan on.
She's up for an award. So the radio awards are tonight. Pam's up for one, yeah.
Yeah.
What about, Ben is up for one as well, is he?
Ben is up for a news broadcaster, yeah. And, news broadcaster.
Phil, are you up for a radio award?
The radio awards are on tonight.
Yeah, that's why no one is in work today.
Nobody told me.
Are you up for anything?
This is weird. Awkward.
Are you going or are you Steve?
I'll have to go outside the Lyrith now and say, anyone with spare tickets? Anyone with the spare tickets?
He is buying or selling, he is our tickets.
Or alternatively, everyone left in the office could go down to the pub and we could have our own event called the Nimrods.
I was thinking, genuinely, we should all have, because there's four radio stations in this place. Am I right, four?
Four, yeah.
Four in the building, yeah.
Four. So there's News Talk, there's us, there's News Talk, there's Spin 038, Baby Radio, and
98 FM.
And 98, yeah. They're still going, are they?
Yes, they are.
They're around, I believe.
Yeah. So I was thinking we should get everyone, the skeleton crew.
The leftovers, yeah.
Because we're here in the flesh. We should get everyone that's around to come in and have a little party, a little soiree at some stage during the broadcast.
Phil, Andrew, are you up for that?
Would you fancy calling in?
I'm in.
We'd go out to the shop now and get the stuff.
Yeah. I was just going to say, will you go over to the off licence first?
And then we'll
kick things off.
Ray Foley.
Welcome to Friday, it's the 6th of October. Ray here, JP there.
How are you?
And the rest of the... Who'd be on? Moncrief? Oh, don't invite Moncrief. Oh, brag. Is Cudahy around? Or is he doing it from down there?
Cudahy is around for a bit, but he may be skiving off early.
Get Cudahy in.
He's good crack, actually.
What time is he coming in at?
He'd be in now.
Okay, bring Cudahy in.
Yeah.
Who else? We're picking and choosing. Love Brian in... 98 FM, get him in.
Dowling, absolutely. He's a dead cert.
No, Brian Maher.
Oh, right.
Brian Dowling's too famous to accept our invitation to our Nimro party. Who's in Spin 1038?
Would it be Steve K? Is he on now?
What time's Steve on?
I think he's on from 2 until 9 o'clock, isn't he? He plays 356 spin hits in a row, I believe.
Yeah, he's on all day.
Yeah.
But he only says 5 words across the entire shift. Mm. He's now paid by the word. Let's get Steve in.
Yeah.
And we'll just have a little cocktail sausages.
Good lineup, actually, that.
We'll have a party.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm not joking. Let's do it. Everyone's gone to the radio awards except us. So whoever's left in the building, come on into the Today FM studio and let's make this thing happen. Right, what have I got for you? Yeah, I'm feeling good today, actually, Friday, but I've been in a funk all week. And if you're feeling a bit funky, if you're feeling a bit down, this might actually cheer you up.
A little pick-me-up?
This is something that you might need to hear today. And I don't always play funny bits. Yeah, if you've got something you want to share with me, by the way, Ray Foley Insta on Instagram. Send it through if there's a video worth playing. At Ray Foley Insta. But sometimes there are also kind of inspirational stuff as well I like to play as well, and something that might make you feel better. And like maybe the weekend isn't a nice time for you. Maybe you're not looking forward to the weekend. Maybe you're thinking, ugh, this weekend's going to be crap. So for you, I would play this instead. Have a listen.
I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but... Poopy, pee pee, poo poo, pee pee, poo pee, poo pee, pee pee.
I just had a feeling.
I don't know who needs to hear this right now. Poopy, peepy, poo-poo, peepy, poopy, poopy, peepy.
Isn't that lovely?
JFM's Cash Machine.
Here we go, 516779. Anastasia, I'm out of love. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Friday afternoon, Today FM Radio. How are you? And skeleton crew operating all of the radio stations in the Bauer Audio Group today because they're all gone off on the Radio Awards. So do they have to take a day off? Because no one is in the office today.
Nobody.
No one is in the office.
No.
It's just the bare minimum of people.
The dregs.
That's why we're literally the dregs. Mm. That's what's on our business cards. We said, can we get official business cards? Can we get them? And they said, yeah, fine, we'll organise that. And then the business cards, they give you like a big batch of them, like a brick of them, like a couple of hundred of them.
Yeah.
And it said Ray Foley dreg on mine. And then on JP's one, guess what it said in JP's one?
What was it then?
It said JP dreg. Playing the music you love, this is Dreg FM. Now at 4:30. And the All-Ireland Radio Awards are taking place in Kilkenny this evening. So everyone's gone off. Like, no one's here. No one. And I suppose the question that we have to ask is, how does that work in terms of leave days?
Yeah.
Because they're very particular about using the use of time off, the use of leave days.
And these things are trackable.
Oh, there's a system.
Yeah.
So have you had to take... I suppose we'll check with our various colleagues.
We should.
We will. Have you had to take a day off to go off on a jolly to the Radio Awards?
I'm not going to suggest that if our line managers are also on a jolly, that they may be in cahoots with the rest of staff and might turn a blind eye to the flagrant abuse.
Because they're on a jolly, anyone can take the day.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Well, does that mean that because we came in and worked the day,
we get a day in lieu?
We're owed a day.
I believe, yeah.
We're owed a day.
And now I've sent around the emails and the invites for this party. I haven't had anyone reply with the RSVP yet.
So it's called the IMROs, and we're having the non-IMROs. So whoever's left in the building, we're having a get-together. Jess is currently on air on Spin 103.8, and she came in with a box of chocolates for us each.
Two boxes of chocolates, yeah.
Love that. That's what a box of chocolates
is. Yeah, well, I didn't hear you say each until you said it.
So we got chocolates here from Jess. We've put out the feelers for Cudahy. Oh, there's a man I'd like to feel. Couldn't say that about like any of our female colleagues.
No.
Perfectly fine.
The lads are fair game.
Cudahy. Yeah. Lovely. Thanks, Jess. So Jess is in Spin. Steve's going to call in a while. Well, we've asked. Brian's going to call in. And it's just the non-IMROs, the NIMROs, taking place here in Studio 2, Today FM Towers. I tell you, I nearly didn't make it. And also, Pam was leaving bang on time. And I was texting ahead saying, I might not make it for the beginning of the show today.
You cut it fine, yeah.
It was very fine. Are you glad now you had the chocolate in the middle of the show and your mouth's smacking of gum beans?
You are so aggro.
I hate it when he's like this.
My mouth isn't slapping anything or smacking or doing anything. It's normal.
Listen to his voice now.
It's totally normal.
He sounds like this chocolate voice.
I absolutely don't.
He's got chocolate voice.
I've got the driest mouth in Ireland.
He's got chocolate voice. It's disgusting. You're disgusting.
This is not the kind of vibe that's going to get people coming in here for our party.
You're disgusting.
You don't want to wise up, yeah?
Yeah, we invite all the other DJs in and we have a row in front of them.
Why do you always have to be like this? In front of other people? You know, I prefer to think of it as they've left two anchors here.
Solid.
To steer us home. Anchors, yeah. Just the pair of us to steer the station home.
A right pair of anchors.
That's what they say.
So, I was very nearly late. Just as I was leaving the house, I thought, how am I going? Will I get the bus or will I get the train? And I checked on on the app. They tell you what time the train times are at. And it said, there's a train in 12 minutes. I thought, perfect, I'd be able to make that. So off I went to the train station and it was kind of counting down. So on the app, it said 7 minutes.
Mm.
I've got six or seven minutes left by the time I was arriving at the station. I thought, this is perfect. Arriving just on time, in I go. And then up on the board, it says, the next train is in 25 minutes.
Ooh.
I thought, hang on. Then at that point, I texted JP and I said, I'm just doing the maths here. If it's 25 minutes and I run once I get in, I will get to Today FM at 2 minutes past two, running up the street. I said, we could be bunched. I said, will you ask Pamela to stay on? And JP says, Pamela's leaving. She's going to the Radio Awards.
She's on a schedule, yeah.
Oh, crap. So I'm sweating then. Get on the train, and we're texting the whole time over and back, like, just play a few songs and we'll try and wing it, try and make it work. And then the next thing, your man makes an announcement over the speaker. He says, we're going express. We're going to skip a load of stations. Oh, we're going express. Lovely. Which is lovely. Huge relief. Mm. So now I'm only going to be, I'm going to arrive 2 minutes before two instead of 2 minutes after, which is great. So I get in. I get off a Pier Street train station. And the doors slide open. And right there in front of me is a famous person. Sitting on one of the chairs. And I look at, I kind of go, that's not, it. Wait, it is. But I can't stop to talk because I'm running to work. And I was trying to work out because I was like, that's not it. Oh, that's, oh.
Are we going to play classic rules, i.e. yes or no questions?
Yes or no, go for it.
Male.
You knew that because I said that's not him.
Whatever. Irish. Would be familiar to a TV audience.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. Taking a northbound Dublin train this afternoon.
Is this person a non-actor?
He's a non-actor.
Does this person work in the field of current affairs and or news?
I don't know. I would say yes. He makes regular appearances in the world of news and current affairs. So I give it that.
So he's like an expert or a contributor of sorts?
Oh, not necessarily, no.
Oh. It's not a weatherman?
No, not a weatherman. How many are we at now? Six, seven?
Is there a limit on the questions?
20. 20 questions.
Is he younger than 50? Oh.
My apologies to that. No, he's not. He's retired.
Oh. Ah, is he a former sports person?
No. Oh.
Is he a politician?
We just said telly. You established telly already.
He didn't say anything more than that, though. Was he a newsreader previously?
No. You're rubbish at this now. Oh, you're sickened.
Give me a clue, will you?
I told you he's retired, man of a certain age.
Oh, brilliant.
Off the telly. And makes regular appearances in and news and current affairs context.
Ivan Yates.
Wow.
Am I getting close? Am I getting close?
Are you getting...
No, that George Hook?
No.
God, I got very excited.
Television
there.
Presenter.
You're acting as this is obvious.
All-time legendary Irish television presenter, now retired.
Is it the one, the only?
Did I just give you too much now?
Is it the always fabulous Pat Kenny?
He's not retired. You're stupid.
Oh, yeah, he's not, no. I'm out. I don't know.
I'll give you one final clue.
Make it a good one.
His alarm doesn't go off super early in the mornings anymore.
So he used to work on breakfast?
Very, very early in the mornings.
Very early in the mornings on breakfast?
Yeah, on the television. I mean, seriously.
Mark Cagney.
It's Mark Cagney.
Oh, the silver fox. Oh my God. I'm sweating now more than you were when you're running for that train.
At Mark Cagney today.
Lovely fella.
Looking like a rock star Santa Claus, he was. He was wearing a leather jacket and he's got the white beard. And he's developed a sort of a Santa tash as well with the beard. Looking sensational, has to be said.
Do you know what? I've often thought you could have made it in radio if you had a voice as good as Mark Cagney.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I have a Mark Cagney story. I'll tell you in a couple of minutes, actually. Yeah.
I'll tell you my Mark Cagney story in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, check in the invites and see how we're getting on with the Nimrods. Mm. So lots of love to Mark Cagney. Sorry I couldn't stop and chat. But we had a handshake and a...
I love you, Mark.
And sorry JP didn't guess you sooner, but hey, that's what happens when you retire.
Sorry, man.
I forget, you know. House of Pain, Jump Around. This is Today FM. Just get up, pack it in. Let me begin. Oh, yeah. How's the pain? Jump around. Today FM playing the music you love. Very good afternoon to you. It's Ray Foley here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And we're having the Nimrods, the non-Imro Radio Awards this afternoon. because no one's in work. So the skeleton crew, we're going to have a little soiree, a little get-together, shoulder-rubbing event. Sort of the who's who of who wasn't invited to the Irish Radio Awards. It's a roll call. Ray's here, JP. Gary says, hey guys, you'll always be award winners in my eyes, but then my eyesight is woeful. Should have gone to Specsavers. From Gary, who says, love the show. Hey, cheers, Gary. I'll have you know, Gary, we didn't enter this year. And it is blissful. It is. Isn't it a lovely feeling?
I was just thinking.
It is the best feeling today. We didn't enter. So now we don't have to worry about winning or losing. Because it's grand. It feels wonderful.
I don't have to worry if I can still fit into my suit trousers.
JP doesn't have to worry about managing me on Monday because I didn't win anything. Mm. It's brilliant. Koch has been on. She says, on shot, you Nimro legends. The meteors feel like a long time ago now. From Koch, love the show. Hey. And Shane says, sorry, I can't make it to the Nimros. By the way, the fart inquiry should be nominated for best short radio feature. From Shane on show. Shane, we don't do any short features. They're all long. They're all way longer than they should be, according to our managers. Guys, do you think maybe you could have done that in 2.5 minutes? Yeah, we could have, but we wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. My Mark Cagney story, very quickly. I met Mark on the train platform on my way running to work this afternoon, and I said to him, Jesus, it is yourself. I thought, is that him? As I shook his hand, and then I ran away. My Mark Cagney story goes back to when I first started in Today FM here in 2003 or 4. And they gave me, they were really stuck, and they said, would you fill in for Ray Darcy?
Oof.
For a morning.
Big shoes to fill.
No, they're actually
not really,
really
size 8, isn't like it?
I think he's still in kids. He's in kid sizes.
Okay.
So he's like a child's 3.5.
Right.
Anyway, that's not important.
No.
Jenny ties up his shoelaces for him.
Does he has lifts in his shoes as well, doesn't he? Or maybe it's just a stacked heel. It's great deals, actually, on kids' shoes, to be fair to him. Ray, come on. Come back from the light. Come on.
Is that a VAT thing?
This time of year is actually especially good for him because all the school shoes are in. Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
They're inside the clerks.
He gets good wear of them. He does.
He gets the whole year out of them. Well, he gets the full school year out of them.
There hasn't been a drop taken, guys.
We've yet to start. Anyway, they asked me to fill in for Ray Darcy one morning. And of course, I don't know if you know the history, but Mark Cagney used to be the mid-morning presenter prior to Darcy back in the day, like in the Radio Ireland or early Today FM days. Mark Cagney was, and he was brilliant radio broadcaster. And of course, he got a whole history, night times on 2FM and all that kind of thing. And he would have been a big hero of mine, radio-wise. And they booked him as a guest on the show. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do this. And I was terrified going to be interviewing him. And of course, He was an absolute legend.
Sweetheart.
A sweetheart and a beautiful man. So love, all the love. For Rockstar Santa this afternoon. Right, stay on Today FM. I'll play some Taylor Swift.
And Ray Foley.
The Nimro party continues.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people.
Hey, we're having a party. Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. Today FM, play the music you love. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the Nimros we're doing today. We're having a little soiree, a little get-together, a little shoulder-rubbing event as the radio awards are taking place in Kilkenny this afternoon or this evening, and no one is in the building. We are having a little get-together ourselves of just the skeleton crew, whoever's around.
We're championing the people who decided to show up for work.
Yeah,
today.
Exactly. Those of us, the real
the backbone.
The people who keep this place on its feet.
The backbone of this business, this Bauer Media audio business. And joining us in the studio is the one and only Anton Savage.
Hang
here. A man who'd be no stranger to this studio, as it happens.
Where's that other work shy Cuddy? What's the story? What's going on there now?
Well, I had assumed that it was because he was going to the Imrose, but I think he actually has a family thing. So he is neither going to the Imrose nor coming to work.
Sure, he wouldn't have gotten nominated anyway, would he?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Oh, some kind of nomination.
Dreadful.
The one thing that's worrying me is I do have a nomination, which surprises me as much as anything.
Oh, look at that. That was slick. That was slick, in fairness.
Clang. That was like 15 seconds in. That's a record.
Now, the last time I won one of these...
Here we go. Hang on. There goes the other foot. Clang.
Here we go. Old grievances.
The last time I won one of these, I was off air 11 months later.
Are you going tonight?
I am going tonight, but I'm still going back to the hardworking souls who keep this place on its feet. I'm also doing my show tomorrow morning, so I have to. Okay. I'm going to go down and come back.
Right. Okay. Well, we're having. Are you going? I'm not. No, I'm not nominated.
Oh, well, you can still go in support of your colleagues.
Oh no, I don't like any of my colleagues.
Well,
I famously don't listen to the radio either. I mean, I'm more into TikTok and YouTube.
Well, that's what all the kids are doing.
This is it. You see, I'm very plugged into the zeitgeist and the culture.
I always have been.
So yeah, that's what they've always said about me, isn't it, JP?
Along those lines.
What they've always said about me.
Yeah. Would you like a chocolate?
They're
Lints.
Oh, very... Look at you, with your fancy chocolate.
Is this the best party you've ever been to, Antonia?
I love it.
You have a chocolate. And do you want a Sauvignon Blanc or in one of those tulip glasses? You know those round glasses?
If at all possible.
Yeah, we'll get you one of those.
Is it South African or is it Australian?
We don't know. It's whatever's in the bottle. It's whatever they send
us.
What about cheese on a stick? Would you like a bit of that as well?
Does it come with a grape?
Sure, I'll throw in a bit of fruit. What are you up for?
Oh, that's the kind of thing I should know offhand. I think it's magazine.
Best magazine show.
Yes. Now I'm up against colleague. This whole Bauer Media thing? We're all one big happy family. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm up against Sean Moncrief.
Right. That's inappropriate.
Which side to get?
I'm the cheating spoon. So I'm up against Sean Moncrief, which worries me because I think there's going to be a lot of bitterness and resentment.
Well, you're filling in for Cuddihy today, and then you're hitting the road and going to Kilkenny tonight.
Correct.
All right.
Now, thankfully, I'm on a motorbike, which makes it relatively quick to get down because of traffic. But on the way back up, it's going to be like 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's probably going to be cold.
Well, you're coming straight up tonight.
I'm coming straight up. Well, I sort of looked at it and I thought you're going to get the same amount of sleep whether you stay and leave early from Kilkenny or tonight. And there's a lot to be said for your own bed.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and for our Nimrod.
Best of luck later on, myself.
Is Sean going?
Yes, he is.
Are you sharing a room?
Yeah, there is.
Between me and Sean.
They're bunking in. He's going to be on the back of the bike on the way down.
Thanks for having me on.
It's going to be like the Tom Cruise
film. Guys.
Cheers, Anton.
Bye.
This is Today FM. Kylie Minogue and In Your Eyes, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here. JP's over there.
Hello.
And the radio awards are taking place in Kilkenny. And in this building, there are four radio stations. It's Today FM, it's News Talk. We just had Anton from News Talk. He's doing the... I don't even know. What do they do down there? It's usually Cuddihy Show.
It's got some sort of weird name like Lay-By.
Is Ivan still around? Where's Ivan?
The off-ramp.
Ivan's gone. With Anton Savage in a couple of minutes ago, another station in the family. And this is like the bare minimum people in the building today. But keeping the home fires burning in Spin 103.8, it's the one, the only, the legend, Steve Kay is here.
Good evening, good afternoon,
good afternoon, sir. Good to see you. Thanks so much for joining our party. Will you have a glass of wine?
I will. Oh, red, please.
Any red.
Yeah. I think we have
full-bodied red, is it, Steve?
With a cab sav.
Spanish, please. Spanish.
Oh, Spanish. Oh,
yes. Real 2006.
He's very specific.
06 to 08.
What do you want for nibbles? I've got some green Pringles.
No. I'll have olives from the Mediterranean. Jesus.
This is... What kind of crazy money
or
are
Costa
down there
Rican
in Spain?
Area.
He's so specific. He wants his nibbles imported.
Well, I mean, this day every year, Steve, you're generally celebrating. I mean, the Imros are basically Steve Kay's day because you've got about 9 million awards, don't you?
I do for radio DJ.
He didn't say no.
Steve has won the Radio DJ of the Year award a gazillion times.
I have, and they keep asking me to enter.
Yeah.
So I put in really bad entries.
Are you still keeping with it?
It tells you everything you need to know about the rest of us that Steve does his worst and still keeps winning.
Steve, what are you going to be wearing later on? What are you wearing tonight? Who are you wearing?
I turned into E.
I am going to wear Tom Ford.
Right.
With an E on the end. It's not quite the Tom Ford.
Why not the Tom Ford, right?
There's a guy I know.
P-H-O-R-D-E.
It's Tomas Ford.
It's kind of Tom Forday. It's almost Tom Ford, but not quite there. If you look closer, you'll see the stitching.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, joining our little... it's called the Nimrose, the non-Imrose. You're on Spin 103.8 from 3.
From 3 till 7.
Check it out after half past 4.
And then
tonight, of course. You're on every Friday night.
It's Friday, 10 o'clock, 80s. The greatest 80s hits in the world.
That's what Steve's gone through 7 divorces. That's why he's got 9 jobs.
Yes.
On every radio station in the country.
I'm doing News Talk Breakfast tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Catch me.
That's because everyone's going to be hungover because of the radio. No. Steve plays the best music on Today FM. It's tonight from 7 p.m.
10.
What?
10?
10 p.m. 7 till 10.
No, 10.
No, he finishes at 7 on Spin. Then he's on 10.
Different radio stations.
Yeah, I go down and do an off the ball show for
Steve
a couple of hours. Yeah,
Steve K. Well,
thank you, sir. We're having a little party.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
What time is he on it?
He's on Spin until 7 o'clock, right? Then he's on Today FM from 10.
10 tonight. 10. All right, look, turn it on. Stay on Today FM and play Lil Nas X next. The Ian
Dempsey Breakfast. Temperatures of 16 to 19 degrees. Today FM News, more at 4.
Just having a little soiree here, Andrew.
I'm quite enjoying it, actually.
You like that? You like your nachos anyway. Shakers, you put a very
good... leave some for the rest of us.
That was a whole bag of nachos. Cool Blue.
And you're sticking your fingers into the guacamole.
Look, you can't beat a bit of guac.
Loud. Double dipping as well. But you dip and then you bite and finish it and then you don't put it back in again.
Look, I'm losing the run of myself here. I wasn't expecting a party this evening when I came in this morning. I'm getting one. I can't help myself.
I saw Philip Egan licking the sour cream off the nachos earlier on.
Yeah.
Just dipping it in.
Look, that what Phil does is his own business.
Anne-Marie, will you have a nacho?
I'm pouring myself a G&T over in the corner.
Oh, it's self-pour. Self-pour. Remember, there's a measure there. Feel free to use it. Jakers, woman.
Will you stop now?
Oh, my God.
I've just arrived.
She's not even putting in the tonic.
The party really starts now.
No ice.
Listen, thanks so much for coming in. This is the Nimrose, and this is the radio awards are on in Kilkenny. Everyone's gone, and it's just those of us that are left in the building just having a good time. We're chatting to Anton Savage a few minutes ago, talking to Steve K from Spin. And who's left now?
We'll drag somebody else in. Brian would
come. Brian left to come in. DJ Joe joining us in a few minutes as well. Stick around. Ray Foley. Cash Machine Call coming up. Stay here. This is Today FM. Did a full 180. Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz on Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray here. JP's over there.
Hi.
Over there. Who's coming in next? Is nobody around yet? No?
No.
We're having a little radio awards party. The real talent is still in the building, as everyone else is gone.
Anton Savage, yeah, he's downstairs, yeah.
That's what I inferred.
I know.
So everyone's gone. We're having a little party with everyone else that's left. So the National Radio Awards are on in Kilkenny. It's been a complete clear out. And they've left bare bones here to just keep the show on the road.
Fair amount of emails flying around yesterday evening saying, guys, I won't be in the office, but you can get me on my email.
Yeah.
I may not get back to you, contact my colleague.
What we should do now is sicken them.
What?
Start sending off emails saying, oh, we've got a huge problem in On Air 2. On Air 2, the hotkey bank has gone wallop. We need you all back in the office right away to start fighting radio fires.
Guys, the Sennheiser 9000D is smoking.
Me tweeter's gone wonky. How's the flange on that?
It's very flangey.
How's your dipole on your flange? So the
The party continues shortly right here on Today FM Radio. DJ Jail's coming actually in a few minutes. We'll do that. What have I got for you? This is a whale. This is not a whale. It's a killer whale. Yeah, it's an orca.
Yeah,
black and white one.
Killer whale.
Free Willy. Experts have been left baffled after the body of a female orca was found on a beach, and inside there were 7 dead sea otters that had been swallowed whole. They were baffled.
Why were they baffled?
Yeah, I was like, it's a killer whale. Yeah. What's it's gonna if it sees something, it's gonna kill it.
Yeah,
because that's what they call them, killer whales.
I'd take a wild stab as to how those sea otters got into that killer whale.
They were swallowed whole.
They were.
The story goes that apparently sea otters are not part of a killer whale's diet. It's unusual for a killer whale to eat one sea otter, let alone 7 of them, all at the same time.
Right.
Or eating them whole.
Go on.
I mean, Free Willy didn't even chew. He was just jizzing on a sea otter. My favourite line of this story, though, is... Oh, that's a gruesome photograph. Oh, I don't need that. I'll just put you right off your dinner now. I mean, I like a sea otter. Mm.
But I would... Go on, then. Go on. Go on. Go on.
Yeah, all right. favourite line of the story is the very last line. So there's a killer whale eats 7 sea otters. Scientists are baffled because apparently killer whales don't eat sea otters. Final line of the story. Meanwhile, this bizarre case could possibly be the answer to another inexplicable recorded decline in the population of sea otters in the area. It's like, you don't say. That's a funny one. Anyone, we should get the two teams together. All right, cash machine calls on the way on Today FM. Today FM playing the music you love. Rihanna upon the replay. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
And it's Nimro Day. It's Imro's. Imro's the radio awards. So everyone's gone that works in the radio business. And it's just a few of us, the dregs left in the building. DJ Jail's coming as well. Actually, Jail, how are you, sir? DJ Jail.
How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, delighted to be here.
I'm just wondering what radio station, because of the radio stations in Marconi House and the Today FM towers, it's Today FM, there's News Talk. We've spoken to Anton, he works in News Talk. There's Steve, he works in Spin 038. Brian works in 98 FM. Where do you work exactly?
I'm a sole trader.
Sorry, what?
I be what's known as a sole trader.
A sole trader.
So a sole contractor.
A contractor.
That's right.
Sole contractor.
Yeah.
Right, because it's all about soul. So, well, like again, what station is it you like work for? What's your
I'm Today FM to the core.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So you've always been a Today FM. Like, have you been? Are you a Today FM fan? Like,
I wouldn't be a fan. Like, I don't listen to that. I'm more of a podcast lad.
Fair enough. Brian's over. Brian! No, Brian sent a voice note in 0874-100.
Where's Brian?
Brian Maher's coming in a few moments. He better be coming in, otherwise he's going to kick his ass. Brian, oh.
Hey, Ray, how are you getting on?
Hey, love.
Brian here. Just on the fact that you're left alone in the studio.
Yeah.
Would you not think of, like, you know, going into everyone else's studio that's all empty and robbing all their merch and just giving it away live on air to people?
Are you suggesting theft then, Brian? Or just doing a scramble DJ Joe's
eyes? I don't mind a bit of a robbing if you need it done, do you know what I mean?
The thing is, though, I'm giving away stuff from other radio stations, no one's going to be interested in winning stuff from other radio stations because Today FM's the best. I mean, seriously, think it through, Brian, man.
And Ray.
Wow.
Love the show.
Hey. DJ Jo. This is DJ Jo.
Yeah, starty. DJ Jo. We are live across the nation. No longer on probation. Get up here now. Gonna have a guaranteed winner on the cash machine today.
Yeah,
have a guaranteed tune coming up for you too. That's coming up in a moment.
a moment.
0874-100-102 gets from you to me.
D.
It's got a 323.
J.
All right.
D.
Here we go.
J. D. J. D. J. J.
Says, alright, J.O. Alright, Chanel! She says, J.O., me fella Dave went to make me breakfast this morning, right? But apparently the eggs were all out of date. Yeah, it was a case of Dave's bad yolks.
Yeah, Chanel.
Say that, good afternoon to Jace in Nice there. Good afternoon to you, Jace. He says, J.O., big news, I broke up with me girlfriend Lorraine, right? Because I was seeing another girl called Claire Lee. The good news is that I can see Claire Lee now. Lorraine has gone. Come on, Jace.
Sure.
Took a while, but we got there in the end. Come here, which word in the English language is always spelled wrong?
Wrong.
Paul's in Fingal there. He says, J.O., I've got you blasting in the Subaru Impreza there. Volume is whacked up to 90 because my hearing is going. Went to the doc and I said, I think I might have a problem with my ears. He says, can you describe the symptoms? I says, Homer is stupid and Marge is blue hair. Joe, I actually told that joke to me gran once, right? God rest her soul. She laughed so hard she said she could feel the tears running down her legs. Anyway, if you thought that was no good, here's something that's really no good. It's No Good Santa Dance Prodigy!
DJ J.O.
Oh, come on.
Now it's Today FM. Prodigy, No Good, Start the Dance. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Your DJ J.O. tune for this afternoon, well done.
That was a good one, yeah.
Well done, he nailed it this afternoon. Oh my. All right, more of same on the way for you. After 4 o'clock, we've got Mix It Friday coming up. And we still have to give away our Middleton Distillery experience for you. For your pals, the five of you heading off to the Middleton Distillery experience. €500 to spend there. We'll give you lunch in the new cafe there, newly refurbished. We'll look after you on that. And over €50,000 up for grabs on the cash machine this afternoon.
Ray Foley.
I'm making the call.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Backstreet Boys and everybody, brackets Backstreet's back. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Yes, hi.
So the middle... we've just got word, by the way, from our colleagues in 98 FM. They have refused the invitation. Refused our invitation to rub shoulders with the radio greats at the Nimro Awards here in Today FM. What we had been doing was we were bringing all the various radio stations together. And those that are left would have a little chat, come in here and have a little party. But no, at 98 FM have...
The only department, the only radio station not to engage with us.
They're not team players.
That really is.
I've said it for ages.
Yeah.
It turns out he's off on the bus somewhere. Brian is doing his show from, I don't know, a car park outside Lidl or something. I don't know where he is. Woody's or something. I don't know where he is.
Is it B&Q or no?
I don't know. I just told you. I don't know where he is.
Right. Home store more?
Look at. Call, ring him. Find out. Okay. I have no idea where he is. So we'll just have to move on. We have to plow on with our giveaway. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Middleton Distillery Experience is the heart and soul of Irish whiskey. It's the home to the likes of Jameson, Redbreast and Middleton, very rare. The Middleton Distillery Experience is open again after a major refurbishment and includes new look whiskey tours, a new shop. It's got a bar and cafe there. They've got a cocktail making thing as well.
They do.
Where's that? That's one of their things. And they've got a behind the scenes tour. So you and four of your friends, a behind the scenes tour at the Middleton Distillery Experience. You lunch at the Malthouse Cafe and a €500 gift card to spend on experiences, bottles, merchandise and more while you're there. If you want to get into win, we're doing some distilling right now on the radio. This is fun. We've got films, we've got songs. This one's a fictional character, but you could also say it's a film. He's also in literature as well. We're distilling it down to a very, very simple, to the essence.
Mm.
You need to tell us who this is to qualify for our game. We're going to play the game in a few minutes before we do Mix It Friday at 4. It's a fictional character, but it could also be a film.
Go on.
Orphaned vigilante bashes bad guys. Orphaned vigilante bashes bad guys. Who is it? Get your answer along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102 over 18, please.
Ray Foley.
I'll play the game in a couple of minutes.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Forget it wrong.
Lots of right answers. Nicola, you might want to enter again. It's not Harry Potter.
Orphaned vigilante. Well, I suppose...
Does he bash the baddies, though?
Well, he uses his wand.
He zaps them.
He zaps them with his... Yeah, fair enough. Any more? 0874 100 102. Playing Jason Derulo next.
75,000.
Jason Derulo's and Take You Dancing. This is today... Oh, I just bit my tongue.
Oh no, that is the worst.
Oh, old fat
Medic!
Tongue.
Medic!
Old fat tongue Foley. Today FM playing the music you love.
What?
How's it going? Ray Hill, JP's over there.
He's doing you well.
No, it's been grand. I go through the show like this. Good luck discerning what I'm saying.
You're like Jamie Oliver in studio.
Paka. Are we going to do this?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
It's to the phones we go.
The Middleton Distillery Experience is the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, home to the likes of Jemison, Redbreast and Middleton, very rare, plus many more. And we're doing some distilling. Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
Cavan. Emma.
Hello.
Hello, is that Emma?
Yes.
Hello, Ray Foley calling from Today FM, Emma.
Well, Ray, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you okay listening to today's show?
Yeah.
Any feedback?
Yeah, please.
Any notes?
Could do better.
Oh, well, yeah. that's a given. That goes without saying.
What was the worst part, Emma? What was the worst
part? What was the lowest bit for you?
The fact that you still have to be there on the day that's in it.
Yeah, it's a dose. Yeah, the radio awards are on today. I would have said the Anton bit was probably the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's dreadful.
I like that. I thought the Steve Kay bit was worse.
Was it any wonder he was drop-kicked out the door?
Not before time.
we laugh.
It's true, though, really, isn't it?
Right, let's do this thing. Emma, any shout-outs today?
Shout-outs. The Big Three and Cavan. My husband and son and the family, and my sister-in-law is making her way up for the weekend with her two boys, and they're from Australia.
Oh, from Australia?
Yeah.
Wowee. Where are they staying? Are they staying with you, or what's
they are, yes. Okay. A makeshift room.
So you'll have a full house then. Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
What are your... they're your nieces and nephews, are they?
That's my two nephews, yeah, and my sister-in-law.
Okay, what are their names?
Liam and Benny.
The nephews.
Oh, Liam and Benny, yeah.
Liam and
Sue
Benny, yeah.
Sister-in-law.
You better say hello to your own kids as well while you're at it. Otherwise, you're
going
to be
that's Robin, yeah.
Oh, that's Robin. Right. Okay, so we've got this giveaway. You and five mates heading along to the Middleton Distillery Experience. You and four mates, rather, sorry. There's five of you in total.
T's and C's for it, come on.
Lunch at the Malthouse Cafe. They've had a big refurbishment there and a €500 gift card to spend as well. Our qualifier this afternoon. Which fictional character? Orphaned vigilante bashes baddies.
Batman.
Batman is right. Well done. You're in play. You got to get these three right. And you win the fantastic prize this afternoon. Emma, wishing the very best of luck. Your first one is a TV show. Heavy drinkers share a laugh in a Boston bar.
Well, cheers.
It's cheers. Well done.
Yeah, well done. Filmed in Chicago, I believe, funnily enough.
Are you joking?
Not that funny, but, you know, different.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it was filmed on a set in Los Angeles.
You'd be wrong.
Do you know Friends, another NBC sitcom, was filmed in LA, not New York.
Enough of this guff.
Your second one, Emma, good luck. Irish boy band are airborne without the necessary tools for flight.
Westlife.
And the song?
Flying Without Wings.
She's good. 2 out of 3 is good, but it's not what we need.
You got to get this over the line, Emma.
Okay.
It's a film. Ready?
Yeah.
Bad boy teaches good girl how to dance.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
You got it. Yeah! Well done. That was too easy. You walked that one.
Well, I only saw Dirty Dancing for the first time last week.
Was there actually a child in the corner, or what was the story with that?
Baby,
no.
A baby in the corner.
Well, a baby is a child.
Nobody puts a child in the corner. It doesn't scan.
Her, who put that child in the corner?
I tell you what, though, the bits I say, what?
Her, whose child is this? And he's holding it up over his hand, over his head. Her, anyone, who left that child over there?
I'm so sorry, that's so giddy. Well done. You won our lovely prize, all with thanks to the Middleton Distillery Experience. Thanks so much for taking the call. Have a lovely weekend.
So much.
Enjoy.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Wait. I love the show.
Hey. Ray Foley. Cheers, Emma. Much obliged.
With Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best.
Foley. Let's do this thing. Come on, kids, let's do this thing. 0874 100 102 for your voice notes. Here comes the weekend. It's Mix It Friday.
It's time.
And shining light on Today FM, playing the music you love, wrapping up another thrilling edition of Mix It Friday for your Friday afternoon. Bringing in the weekend in style. I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. Good luck, by the way, to everyone taking part and nominated in the Radio Awards. And yeah, enjoy yourself. Like you need to be told to enjoy yourself. There's so much you didn't get to do on the show, yeah?
No.
You didn't get to do Five Bad Boys with the Power to Mock You, where the boys from Five come in and slag us off in
Five Bad Boys with the Power to Mock You.
Blowing your mind, so you gotta get into five. If you're waiting
four.
What you waiting
three,
for?
Three, two.
We didn't get to do Ted Danson in the Dark.
Oh.
Where Cheers star Ted Danson comes in and covers the Bruce Springsteen classic track, Dancing in the Dark. And we didn't get to do Westlife Without the Chance of Parole. Westlife Without the Chance of Parole. Yeah. Where the Westlife boys tell us about their new documentary, where they spend time locked up with long-term prison inmates in
Westlife Without the Chance of Parole.
There on Monday. Have a lovely weekend. Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.